Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Ron Paul said this just 10 days ago. He said, if I am defeated in the upcoming congressional primary, our ideas, that is the Libertarian Party ideas, that the states could decide whether or not to kill unborn children, our ideas will be held to have been defeated as well. So Ron Paul is up for re-election. Now, he's won 10 times over. Incumbents have this very powerful advantage, the inertia, the political inertia. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens in Texas' 14th district. We'll be talking about that on this program. Also, why are we going to talk about that? Because American Rights Life Action has taken out a full-page ad in a newspaper smack dab in the middle of Ron Paul's 14th district. And so should be fascinating to see what happens on Tuesday. But our telethon, the BEL telethon, we have some good news. Our goal is $25,000. And yesterday we were at $11,700. And now, just 24 hours later, we're at $13,900. Almost that, right near 14,000, and in fact, once we hit 15,000, that'll be 15,000 out of the $25,000 goal. That's pretty neat. And I got to thank everyone who's given so far to help keep Bob Enyart Live broadcasting for another year. We're on a 50,000 watt AM station. That's powerful. Low on the dial, 670. We get calls and support from Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Wyoming, throughout much of Colorado. Well, someone from Connecticut sent $2,000 overnight to keep Bob Enyart Live on the radio in Denver. Is that powerful or what? Thank you so very much. His first name is Robert. Is that correct? Robert. Thank you, Robert. And thank you every single one of you out there who have supported this show sacrificially, so graciously. Thank you. Our phone number, 1-800-8-ENYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, we have two callers already online, and I'm going to ask if Steve Curtis could hang on. Steve, could you hang on? He's the president of American Right to Life Action. I don't like putting the president of ARTL Action on hold. And he's going to tell us about the full-page ad that they're taking out in Ron Paul's district in Texas for the Super Tuesday number 2 this coming Tuesday, March 4th. But first, let's go to Ed from Denver. Ed, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey there.
Hi, Ed. What's up?
Oh, just wanted to call in and do a listener challenge. I know it's not much, but it's what we can give.
Yeah.
We'd like to match up to $250
for
anyone who donates today. And
Wait, up to a total
of $250, we'll match whatever comes in, and I'm hoping that other people will call in with small amounts like that and maybe match also.
Wow. Okay. That, you know what? That is not a small amount, Ed. That's a significant amount. So
you've really changed our lives. You're such a leader in the pro-life movement, and there's nowhere else we could get the news that we get on this program.
Wow.
And it's worth it to us.
All right, so you're saying $250 pledge, if someone could call in today, you'd like to match up to $250 of pledges made today.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Ed, so very much. We'll make sure the call screener has all your info. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, God bless you. Wow. And before we get to the full-page newspaper ad running in Ron Paul's backyard, first this press release from Colorado for Equal Rights. Now, that's the personhood campaign. Now, this is interesting. You want to talk about politics? The personhood campaign responds to the Colorado Catholic Conference. In response to concerns from the Colorado Catholic Conference regarding the personal endorsements of prominent lay and religious Catholics for the Personhood Amendment ballot initiative, Keith Mason, spokesman for Colorado for Equal Rights, issued the following release. So now there are some in the Catholic Church who have basically complained to the media about statements of support given by the bishops in Colorado. And even Bishop Tafoya taking a picture, he's from Pueblo, taking a picture, holding the petition with his thumbs up and telling the campaign manager and other prominent Catholics that he's already signed the petition. And you know what? His signature is one of tens of thousands that have been flowing in, flooding into the campaign. Tens of thousands so far. So this press release, let me quote here from Keith Mason. "We are quite pleased to have the support of Catholic and Protestant leaders, both in Colorado and across the nation. To date, Colorado for Equal Rights has, in pledges and direct contributions, over $110,000 and has gathered over 30,000 signatures." That's the first statement from the campaign publicly, and they decided to go ahead and announce the number of signatures. Over 30,000. Now that tells us what? We can celebrate for 2 minutes and then get back to work because we need another 60,000 signatures, but boy, they're doing tremendously. Listen to this. "Over 274 churches have signed on in support of personhood. Over 856 petition gatherers across Colorado are working hard to make a difference. And national leaders such as Pastor Mike Huckabee have given our efforts a tremendous boost. We welcome the interest of the Colorado Catholic Conference. Archbishop Chaput's letter allowing Catholic priests and parishes across Colorado to support personhood on a case-by-case basis is an important first step, one which Catholic and Protestant pro-lifers appreciate." And do you understand that? There are people within the Colorado Catholic Conference that are trying to put the brakes on the personhood amendment. And so the campaign is reminding them that there are bishops and even the archbishop that has given the green light, and there are scores of Catholic churches that have been collecting signatures from around the state of Colorado. Let's continue here. "As we continue to grow and build strength, grassroots pro-lifers look forward to the active and public support of the Colorado Catholic Conference, as well as our Catholic bishops. Colorado for Equal Rights is a statewide grassroots organization of committed pro-life activists. Colorado for Equal Rights is sponsoring the Human Life Amendment to the Colorado Constitution, stating that the term person shall include any human from the time of fertilization. The Human Life Amendment Initiative is currently working to gather signatures to appear on the November 2008 ballot. Contact Keith Mason, campaign manager." That's just encouraging. And these guys running this campaign, they've got guts. They've got vision. They've got energy. They have been all over this state, back and forth, crisscrossing the state, signing up churches, leaders, petition circulators. And that's why money's beginning to flow into the campaign. Colorado Right to Life has been doing fundraisers to raise money in their C4, which is not deductible, so that they could continue the effort gathering signatures. And if you want to support that, you call Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394, and you write a check, or you give them a credit card for their C4. That is, it's not deductible, and that money could go 100% towards supporting the personhood petition effort. Wow, that's momentum. Now let's go to the president of American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis. Steve, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Steve, I'm doing great. A lot of things are happening, good things.
Good things, good things have been happening for months, ever since ARTL came into being.
American Right to Life, yeah.
Right, and on the heels of that, of course, as you just mentioned, this weekend we are taking out full-page ads in two papers down in Texas, right in Ron Paul's district, one in his hometown newspaper,
right,
another one in the largest newspaper in that entire area.
And now that paper is called the Victoria Advocate, that largest paper. And the one in his own hometown, his backyard, that paper is called The Facts, F-A-C-T-S.
Nothing but the facts.
Nothing but the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts.
And so, okay, now let's talk through these full-page ads, because so many pro-life activists have gone over to the dark side, and they've begun supporting the Libertarian Party, which, Steve Curtis, these are pro-lifers supporting the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, which is just unbelievable, but it just goes to show you that people just don't know exactly what that party stands for. Or, you know, there's this feeling in the Republican Party, has been for years, that, oh, well, certainly any Republican is better than any Democrat. A Republican wouldn't really do that, would they? And, you know, one thing that I think the Republican Party has to come to grips with is that their nominee this year, I mean, barring something tragic happening to John McCain, the Republican Party nominee this year will be pro-abortion. And that's a sad fact. I hate to tell them this, but the one that they've got in there right now is also pro-abortion. You know, George Bush makes all kinds of exceptions in
his
right to life stance.
Steve, wait a minute. South Dakota was trying to ban all abortion, and George W. Bush went up there and he campaigned for the ban.
Well,
he didn't. Oh, that's right. He said he didn't support the ban.
Right, because the ban didn't have the exceptions that he believes in. For example, he believes that if a woman is raped, then it's okay to go ahead and kill that baby, as if that baby had committed some kind of capital crime by being the product of rape. And that, of course, is one of George Bush's many exceptions.
And so, Steve, what that means is, when South Dakota is so close to banning all abortions, I mean, this was a close vote.
Well, and they were actually leading, I believe, in the polling at the time that President Bush went up there and just basically said, you know, he wouldn't support something like that.
Yeah, it was actually in an interview with ABC News. They asked him, this was reported then around America and across the world, the BBC and so on. And so he's saying, hey, if you don't let me kill these kids whose fathers are criminals, then I'm going to insist we kill all the kids.
That's right.
That's what he's saying. And, you know, exceptions are a window to the soul. God said clearly in Scripture, you don't punish a child for the crimes of his father.
Well, it's the ultimate injustice to punish one person for the actions of another. And yet we have so many segments of the pro-life movement that are willing to do just that, because they've been indoctrinated into this belief that is an acceptable course of action. And, of course, it's not. We can see that after 35 years of failed leadership and really the failure to make any legitimate headway against the pro-abortion movement in this country, that is a failed strategy.
Well, wait
and
a minute,
Steve. Some
of us
have woken up to that fact.
Steve, you said it's a failed strategy. Now, wait a minute. We have had Republicans in the White House for far more years than we've had. Well, we had two Democratic presidents in the last 30 years or so. And we have stacked the federal judiciary with Republican-nominated judges. And the U.S. Supreme Court, 7 of the 9, were nominated by Republican presidents. So, obviously, the entire federal judiciary virtually now supports the right to life of the unborn child.
Well, obvious to whom? I mean, I think it's obvious to the Republican Party that saying that that's what's happening is a good strategy for them to get conservative, evangelical Christians and Catholics to go ahead and vote Republican based on the hope that that's really the case. Of course, we know that it's not the case. You know, there's not a significant ruling, really, by any court in this country that upholds the God-given right to life
of the unborn
none that I'm
child.
Aware of.
And in fact, the whole Supreme Court, all the Republicans, reject that the child has a right to life. And Scalia and Thomas, who were held out for many years as the strongest pro-lifers on the court, they have explicitly stated that they would uphold the supposed right to kill unborn children. And Scalia said he would strike down a law that bans abortion in all 50 states. So these guys are pro-choice. They are pro-choice. And National Right to Life has told us for many years, even decades, that they were pro-life heroes. So now the truth is out, and the status quo is a crisis.
Well, it is, and that, you know, that really leads into what I want to discuss today, which is why American Right to Life Action is going out and going after Ron Paul this weekend in his own district in his reelection bid for the United States Congress. You know, some people have said, well, you know, what's the use of doing that? Ron Paul is, you know, polling in the presidential race at 4%. And let's make it very clear. We know Ron Paul's not going to be the Republican nominee, and the fact that he's running for president really is incidental to what we're trying to do. American Right to Life does not exist to elect Ron Paul or any other Republican to office. That is one of the major differences between American Right to Life and National Right to Life. We are less concerned about who, you know, we get to sit at the table with, who we get to go to the cocktail parties with, who we get to, you know, go in and talk to in their congressional or U.S. Senate offices, and more concerned about the issue. And as National Right to Life moved away from that issue, you know, you really saw it back in the 80s when I believe it was Christian Coalition, I mean, just said that their stated objective was to have a seat at the table. You know, I don't care if we ever get a seat at the table. I don't anticipate that we ever will get a seat at the table.
Hey, Steve,
I
that table?
Eat with those people.
Hey, Steve, the book of Isaiah describes that table, and God says that that table, it's all set and ready for the banquet, except that it's filled, overflowing with vomit. That's what God says about that table. He said people want a seat at the table, and it's overflowing with vomit. That's
well,
the table.
And we see the truth of that.
Yeah,
we
that's the table. That National Right to Life has been willing to turn their back on God to get a seat at that table where, after 30 years of this strategy, virtually every judge that we know of, federal judge on the U.S. Supreme Court, 60% of the Republicans and the entire federal judiciary, 60% are Republican, and it is an aggressively pro-abortion federal judiciary.
Well, and you understand why somebody like Ron Paul comes along and says, we need a different strategy. You know, we can't just keep playing to this federal, the federal government is the answer to all of these. You understand how he gets to that point.
Yeah,
let me give
right.
you a little analogy here. I know that you know that I'm a diabetic because you and
yeah.
Joe Scott and I went to lunch just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And right as the food was being served, I said, if you guys don't mind, and I whipped out a needle and I shot myself.
Yes, you inject it yourself.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
so you... And I've been a diabetic for 19 years.
Yes.
One of the things I did early on is I kind of read the history of diabetes. I wanted to understand the condition I had just been diagnosed with. And one of the things I learned was that back at the early part of the 20th century, in the early 1900s, before the discovery of insulin, it was thought that a high-fat diet would cure or at least help alleviate the ravages of diabetes. The thinking was that by having all this fat in the bloodstream as an available source of fuel for the body, it would then reduce the person's intake of sugar or cause them not to crave sugar, and then they would be able to alleviate the effects of diabetes. What happened was, as people were literally being prescribed bowls of mayonnaise to eat, if you can imagine, you know, have a cheese, you know, a cheddar cheese sandwich and just, you know,
to increase your fat intake.
Yeah, you just put all kinds of mayonnaise on it. When you
yeah.
can imagine what that tasted like, but then after that, these people within 1 or 2 years of the initial diagnosis were dying.
Oh, my.
Because the excess fat in the bloodstream caused the body to metabolize sugar even more inefficiently
right.
than before they had gone on the diet.
Oh, my.
Well, after a few years, they discovered that, you know, this was the problem, not the answer. And so they changed, and they went back to the research, and then eventually they discovered insulin, and then the treatment of diabetes has gotten so much better. Now, these doctors, obviously, Bob, you know, weren't out to kill their patients.
Mm.
I mean, they don't make any money off of a dead patient.
Right.
They were going by the prescribed method that was given to them by what they thought were the best minds in their industry at that time and doing what they thought they were supposed to do. Draw that correlation to the pro-life movement. We've been going down that same path of electing Republicans based on the empty promise that they were going to do something about abortion. But in all these years, I mean, go back to the mid-70s and then all through the Reagan years and then the first Bush and now 8 years of this Bush, there has never been a concerted major effort by the Republican Party in the U.S. House and the Senate and the presidency and the judiciary to end abortion. Not one single initiative. And so it's time that we understand that that is not the way to go. And I think that a lot of us understand that. Dr. Paul's prescription, however, is equally bad because it's based on the assertion that the U.S. Constitution specifically allows the states to kill the unborn if they choose to do so.
Right. This is completely false. And regardless, any country in the world, it doesn't even matter what their constitution says, God would not allow any government to say to a subdivision of government, well, if you kill innocent people, we will look the other way. If you authorize the killing of the innocent, we will just look aside. There is no such tolerance for the authorization of the killing of the innocent. Even if our neighboring countries were to decide to authorize killing Christians or killing Jews, that would be an act of war. If some state, if Massachusetts started lynching blacks or having concentration camps for Jews or Christians, that's an act of war. You send in the Marines. You don't have Ron Paul say, well, that's their right as a state. They can kill Jews. I mean, that's inane and it's immoral, and it violates the Fifth and Fourteenth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution.
Well, and Ron Paul, as such a strict constitutionalist, I mean, I watched a YouTube video today of him giving the chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke, an earful, about a five-minute dialogue about why Bernanke's own policies were destroying the U.S. dollar. And Bernanke just sat there and just kind of with his half smile on his face, he knew Ron Paul was right. He knew he was right on that specific economic issue. Ron Paul's not a dumb guy. But you have to ask yourself, how does a guy as smart as Ron Paul get to the point where he thinks that somehow abortion is different than the scenario you just laid out? You're right. If we said we won't allow this, you know, we're going to allow this for blacks or Jews, this killing, because the state wants to do it, there would be an outrage. This country would immediately descend into civil war, and rightly so, because people would rise up and say, this is wrong. But we've gotten to this point where somehow we believe it's okay if we're talking about the unborn.
So,
and you have to ask yourself, how did we get to that point?
Well, I have your ad right in front of me, your full-page ad that's going to run in a couple newspapers down in Ron Paul's district, the 14th Congressional District in Texas, on Sunday. And then Tuesday is the second Super Tuesday number two. And it states here toward the end of the ad, it says, if Ron Paul lived in Berlin in 1944 and had said, while killing Jews is invalid, a federal law banning the Holocaust across all of Germany's 19 states would be equally invalid. If he had said that, his wicked claim would be immediately obvious to most people. But abortion has so dehumanized babies that even pro-lifers are vulnerable to lies that promote tolerance of the slaughter. And make no mistake about it, Ron Paul's, his laws, his principles, he would tolerate the states killing unborn children. So, Steve,
well,
this is going to run.
Exactly, we're almost, that. He says exactly that.
Right. So we're almost out of time, but this is going to run in Texas. And I started out the show quoting Ron Paul from 10 days ago. Ron Paul stated that if he is defeated, he wrote, if I am defeated in the upcoming congressional primary, that's in the 14th district in Texas, as a U.S. representative, our ideas, that is the Libertarian Party's ideas, that the states can kill kids if they want to, our ideas will be held to have been defeated as well. Now, I think he's had 10 terms in Congress.
He's been there a while. I know he was there for many years, and then he was gone for several years when he became a Libertarian, and then came back to the Republican Party, ran, and was reseated in that same district again.
Yeah, and so it's really hard to unseat an incumbent, especially one that's made a career of being a politician, and he's got a lot of money, and, you know, his opponent is a neophyte, but apparently they've got a good organization built. And in Ron Paul's district, you know, this is southern Texas. they're conservative Christian, and they're supporting the war. And Ron Paul is one of the most outspoken opponents of the war. And so there's a turmoil in his district. And now this ad, I would call this a blockbuster. We have heard, now there are people in Texas who are contacting us because they search for Ron Paul as pro-choice state by state. And because we have posted your ad on our KGov website, they find us. It's funny how that works, Steve. Walt Brown today did a major interview on a big radio station, and people are searching for his book, and they're buying it from us, which
right.
is pretty funny. But anyway, we have heard that Ron Paul's campaign manager is irate about this full-page ad running on Sunday.
Bob, American Right to Life Action is sending the message that we don't care what party you belong to, we don't care how many terms you've served or what office you've obtained, if you're wrong on abortion, we're coming after you. Eventually, we're going to get around to you, and you're not going to be able to hide behind this false promise of your pro-abortion stand leading to a pro-life victory at some point out in the future. It's not going to happen
anymore.
Great
point, Steve Curtis. Thank you, Steve, so very much.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, appreciate that. Steve Curtis, the president of American Right to Life Action. So it doesn't matter how big you are, Mitt Romney, how small you are, Ron Paul, whether it's a federal office or some district in Texas, American Right to Life is coming after you. Hey, they're headquartered in Denver. There's a new sheriff in town. National Right to Life is not going to be able to provide political cover to deceive innocent, trusting pro-lifers with 100% pro-life ratings. That's just not going to work any longer. It's not going to fly. Okay, so Ed in Denver offered a $250 matching grant for the Bob and Your Life Telethon. We're up to $13,900. If someone will take Ed up on that offer, that'll put us up over $14,000. In fact, it'll bring us to $14,400, approaching that $15,000 mark, which is so crucial on our way to $25,000. So please, if you can help out, call us at 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Please, maybe someone could give $1,000. Maybe somebody could give $5,000. Maybe even $10,000. And how about that press release from Colorado for Equal Rights? Wow. Talking about all the support and all the people carrying petitions and all the churches, 274 churches, 856 petition gatherers across the state. There is a momentum, guys. We need your help. And also at Maranatha, they have a gorgeous new toddler center. You got to see it. What toddlers? That's from like 12 months to two and a half years. So Maranatha's gorgeous new toddler center. And hey, this is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.